an incident at the pond, or pond invasion. Johnny Coven, now a young man of 20, is at his parents' house, hanging out at home with his dad, looking out the front window of the living room, when they see a big truck pull down the lane. He don't recognize it. They have a long driveway with a pond in front of the home. The truck pulls two-thirds the way down the drive and stops, and doors open, and two kids get out with these kiddie cars that they sit in and power by pushing along their feet through holes in the floorboards. And they're having a great time driving their kiddie cars up and down the driveway. "Who are they?" I ask. "I don't know," says Dad. "Maybe it's your cousin Melvis's kids. I'm not sure." Truck door opens and three people come out. Looks like a man, a wife, and another man in fishing hats with fishing poles. They wave to somebody out of sight in the pond, so Johnny cranes his head to see there's a bunch of people, maybe 12, all gathered at the side of the pond, and they're fishing and they're seining with big wide seining nets and catching fish en masse. "Do you invite these people here, Dad?" "No. Go ask them what the hell they're doing here." Obeying his dad's orders, Johnny walks out of the house and walks up to confront one. The first guy he sees, a chubby man with a hairy neck and gray eyes. What happens next is reflex more than planned action. Johnny snakes out a hand, quick and strong, and grabs the fishing pole out of the man's hand. He swings it twice to gain momentum, and he lets it go hard. "Why are all of you people here fishing en masse without permission?" Johnny asks the man with a quavering, aggressive tone. Suddenly, all the guys fishing put down their poles and seines, and they all come marching rapidly to surround Johnny. Suddenly, everybody drops their fishing gear and they all quickly surround Johnny. This morning thought, looks like about 25 of them. Johnny looks around, eyes wide, knowing he's in danger now from these interlopers. The first man he confronted pulls out a knife, a long, barbed, gut-catching survival knife. He points it at Johnny and says, "We can do whatever the fuck we want. I'm an American citizen, I can do whatever I want. Freedom." Now Johnny sees two or three of the men are pulling sawed-off shotguns from their trench coats. A tall, lanky, mean-faced prick of a fucking man with a Tea Party United shirt approaches Johnny with a shotgun. Johnny raises his hands. The man stands 3 feet from Johnny, holding the shotgun at his torso and saying, "Fuck with us, we're gonna have to fucking kill you. You don't believe in America? Mess with the best, die like the rest, motherfucker." Once again, as so oftentimes it happens, Johnny's reflexes are faster than his conscious planning. and he lashes with incredible speed and fury, two arms out, bending the man's arms at the elbow. And as the man struggles with him over control of the shotgun, Johnny gets a sawed-off right under his face and he pulls the trigger. A deafening blast at such close range, the man's head sprays everywhere, leaving only jagged bits of skull and bits of flesh with blood spraying all over the interlopers around. Quickly, Johnny takes the gun and spins, firing again and again at the men with the shotguns, killing them, blasting them in the stomachs and chests, knocking them down, all dismembered. The remaining women and men flee to the trucks and they drive off quickly, excepting the man with the knife who Johnny originally confronted. He puts a round into his ass that knocks him down, and another into his head as his comrades drive off quickly. Johnny gathers up the shotguns and fishing gear. This is tax for invading my family's land, motherfucker.